The St. Olaf Choir is in the regional spotlight this afternoon from a concert they gave this past February. One of the pieces on that program was a new work by Minnesota composer Abby Betinas. It was one of a handful of new works commissioned by the St. Olaf Choir and Anton Armstrong, celebrating the choir's 100th anniversary. The new work is titled The World Made New, Eleanor Roosevelt's Evening Prayer. The radio premiere of that work is just ahead. Abby Betinas was in the Minnesota Public Radio studio earlier today, and I had a chance to speak with her about the commission from Anton Armstrong and a little bit about the piece itself.
One of the things he requested of me was that I choose a text that celebrated the mission of the choir, and particularly its outreach. So I set out to find a text that celebrated the actual work of doing good in the world, not just the praise of the Lord's work or the hope of work well done, but really the getting our hands dirty in how to create a better world. That's what he was really hoping I would come to in finding a text.
Well, how did you find this text by Eleanor Roosevelt? And I do want to ask you, do you have an eye for text, an ear for text, a heart for text, or all of the above?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question. All of the above, absolutely. It has to ring true. I have to believe it in my heart. It has to sort of transcend the specific so that it can reach a large number of other people's hearts and minds. And it, of course, it has to be beautiful. The words themselves, I need to love the consonants and love the vowels. And if there's one thing about Eleanor Roosevelt's writing, she wrote a lot. I could tell you everything about Eleanor Roosevelt right now. But one thing I would not say about her writing is that it's really innately poetic. And so it was really a challenge because I knew we had set upon Eleanor Roosevelt as the perfect image of what we wanted to portray about the work of doing good. But finding something poetic was difficult. So I came across this prayer in a biography of her written by her son, Elliot. And so these are not necessarily verbatim the words of Eleanor Roosevelt, but they are the way her son, Elliot, remembered them.
Was part of the text or did you incorporate the Lord's Prayer at the beginning of this piece?
I did. I thought it would be important because she was a lifelong Episcopalian, and she would have grown up praying this 1871 standard in the Book of Common Prayer. So I thought I sort of went back and did a side-by-side analysis, really, of her Lord's Prayer and the traditional Episcopal Lord's Prayer. When the traditional prayer says, "Give us this day our daily bread," she says, "Keep us at tasks too hard for us, that we may be driven to thee for strength." I just loved the human agency in that, and that it still relies on God, but not for magic. It relies on God for strength. And that really moved me, and I think that resonated with the choir, too. You can hear it in their immaculate performance.
I want to ask you one more question, and because I've heard the piece, as listeners are about to hear the piece, the amen is just brief, to the point, very succinct. I heard it, and I almost came out of my chair thinking there's a specific reason why Abby set the amen so simply, so curtly.
Yeah.
Well, what's the story?
There's of course, like any new work, there's a story behind every note. But this last amen is sort of brusque. It's short and it's humble. And I had to actually work with the choir a little bit because their natural instinct is to go, amen, and keep that beautiful N sounding through the space of the chapel. And I really wanted to do something different here because Eleanor was in herself so humble. That short amen, it says to me, now it's time to do the work. It's not time to glory in how beautiful our prayer was. if I do say so myself, I guess I really enjoy this piece. But instead, okay, now we've hoped our hopes and we've dreamed our dreams, and now we're going to get to it.